You have a fun hangover, a fun over. You had too much fun yesterday.
I did. I had too much fun yesterday.
You were exhausted before you were heading out.
I was dying.
You had an insane day yesterday.
I had this second. So I pitched Peacock at FX yesterday, and on the FX pitch, I was having heart palpitations beforehand just from pitch exhaustion. So sometimes what I do when I feel like I'm going to have like a little bit of a panic attack, which for me, like panic attacks take a lot of different shapes, but the thing that's happened twice in pitches, this was pre-strike, is that I can't breathe anymore.
Hyperventilate.
I start to hyperventilate in the middle of the pitch. And that had never happened before, so now I have the idea that it can happen, which makes me nervous. And because I was starting to
feel... I felt that energy of you yesterday of like, because I know it can happen, and then I was like, oh, but that's also making it more likely to happen.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so what I do now is I'll go and basically hyperventilate on purpose. So I ran a really fast 2 miles.
In your new shoes.
In my new shoes, in my new New Balance shoes.
New Balance.
And as I was running, I was like, put on the song Lose Yourself by Eminem, because that's a song about how he's worried about barfing up his mom's spaghetti on his sweatshirt before doing a rap competition.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know a lot of the Eminem songs.
It's a good song. Anyway, so I
can't not think about Candy whenever I hear his name.
Well, yeah.
I know, but I'm just like, it's confusing to me.
Like, you think of the sexy green Eminem?
No. I think of how they introduced the new blue one with a vote.
Oh. Huh.
Anyway, go ahead with your story. So you hyperventilated on purpose. You came back,
did the pitch. It was fine. Someone on my team, I think, was not listening to my pitch and was watching internet videos, but had themselves not on mute. So something about Kate Middleton's disappearance like blasted through in the middle of my pitch, and then I incorporated it into the pitch. But was very, very, very mad. but anyway, then I was exhausted and I didn't want to go out. And I had 2 things to do. I had to go meet this German producer for a glass of wine. And then I had my friend Brian's rock and roll show at Permanent Records. But hanging out with a German lady was really fun. She's a cool lady, neat producer. And she was pitching me this idea that she's got about Angela Merkel's husband. The show is called Herr Merkel. And...
So, hair being like H-E-R-R, Mr.
Merkel. So Mr. Merkel, whose name is Johannes Sauer, he's a particle physicist. He's like a nuclear scientist. And he's really shy. And he, you know, whenever you see like photos of all of them with like the spouses and stuff, he's always off to the side. So, you know, she's got this like Veep style show that she wants to make. But she was telling me, I was like, what about the legal stuff around using his name? And she was like, oh, well, I mean, obviously my lawyer was like, you absolutely cannot use his name, but I really wanted to because it says so much. So I found she found his email address, like the university that he teaches at, just like a university email address. And she sent this really long, like lovely email about it. She wanted to make this show about this guy. You know, what does it mean when you are as small as an atom and you're married to a nuclear bomb personality? And she was fully expecting like 17 lawyers to email her back saying...
Right. Either crickets or an army of lawyers.
Absolutely not. And she got a one-line email back from Angela Merkel's husband that just said, the art is free.
That's amazing.
She printed it out and has it framed in her office.
That's
yeah.
really amazing.
The art is free.
Yeah.
She told me that story and I started to cry. I was just like, oh, that is so human.
I feel like... him being a particle physicist also reminds me of who's the hagfish scientist?
Oh, our friend Esta's husband, Doug, studies hagfish
and then,
slime. Hagfish slime
specifically. And then there's one other one. There's another scientist.
We were talking about the other science man. I can't remember who it is.
It's like these really incredibly smart men who marry...
these like wildly successful women
yeah.
who are like more in the public sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it remind you of anyone?
You?
What?
Really?
Really?
Oh, really? Oh. So
how do you rate the
artist free?
Too easy. How do you rate the experience of going to a rock show and staying out until like midnight 30 or 1 a.m. or whatever it was, now that you're just like older than you were when you were in your 20s.
It was. I felt like I really still had it. It was a 4 out of 5.
Wow, I thought it was going to be lower than
I had a great time.